Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the Los Angeles area, the guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And everyone else, including all those right here in the gorgeous San Francisco, wow, we're getting rain again, Bay Area. The toll-free call-in number is 877-697-9725. Now, first off, I have some exciting news. As of just a few minutes ago, I reached 1,000 followers on Twitter. And for those who have like a gazillion followers, you know, I know that doesn't seem like to be such a big thing, but I'm very excited about it and that there's this wonderful growing community that it is really cool to be a part of and, you know, to have a chance to connect with people. It is really a lot of fun for me to, you know, as I am like, you know, really sort of getting my feet wet in the whole social media thing. My sons are of the impression that I am technologically impaired enough to qualify me for handicapped parking. But I am working with it, and like I said, it's just so cool to really be able to connect with folks. So anyway, that's like really exciting for me. Anyway, what we're going to be talking about today is the concept of manifest destiny or manifesting destiny. Now, according to my dear friend, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, manifest destiny is defined as a future event that is sure to happen, a destiny that can be clearly seen and that cannot be changed. Now, originally, manifest destiny represented the expansion of people, you know, to the Pacific Ocean. And that was the manifest destiny of the United States in the mid-19th century, that, you know, people would find their way all the way across. Now, apparently, at the time, they did not take into account that there were already people there. So that's a whole other kettle of fish. But the idea that something was meant to happen is something that, you know, the idea of destiny is something that kind of has sort of a double, you know, it's kind of a two-edged sword when we think about it. Because when we look at destiny, basically it is something that is accepted as inevitable, that is meant to be regardless of action, regardless of any choice you make. If something is your destiny, then no matter what you do, you're going to land there. Then we consider manifesting, which is the idea that we have the ability to shift destiny, to shift possibilities into our favor, and allow our wants, needs, and desires to become our reality. And a lot of times in discussions with, you know, different people who are of a lot of different spiritual backgrounds, the idea of exactly how much power do we have over what might be considered destiny, or is the entire concept of destiny an illusion? So today we're going to be talking about the idea of balancing those two concepts. You know, anybody who knows me knows that if nothing, I like the idea of balance. If we go all of one or all of the other, it creates a tilt. It creates imbalance. When all things are equal, that's when we're in that place where there is, one, a lack of attachment to, you know, one outcome or another. If you are totally balanced between two outcomes, you're at the place where either one can happen and you're okay. So when we look at the idea of, you know, in books and movies like The Secret and a lot of spiritual thought regarding vision boards and things that allow us to become an active architect of what happens to us. Now, I think those are all very cool. I have a vision board myself. I have, you know, affirmations that I do. I have things that I incorporate into prayer that allow me to feel empowered, that allow me to say, okay, I can, by my will and my good conscious thought, can affect change. If I'm working on a patient and every single day, you know, my thoughts are focused on that patient achieving whatever it is that they need to achieve for their system to come back into harmony. And I focus on that, and that's what I'm thinking whenever I'm working with somebody, is that they will return to harmony. And do I believe that they could be returned to harmony without those thoughts? Well, I suppose it's possible, and I know my connection to them deepens. I know that the patients I work with, you know, feel that connection. You know, when I say, hey, you're going to be all right, you're going to be okay, and they believe me because I believe me. Now, when we look at I want to win the lottery, that which, you know, we're back up to, for those in the Bay Area or who play Powerball, it's back up over 200 million. I'm sure that there's lots of vision boards and a lot of people manifesting and saying, hey, you know, I'm picturing myself winning this. And then the next day after the numbers are read, just like it did last time, folks are, hey, why didn't I win? I manifested. I put this in. Which to me indicates that there is a balance point. There is always a partnership between what we do and what the universe has in mind. And whether or not that consciousness, whether you call it God, whether you call it Allah, whether you call it Buddha, whether you call it, you know, it doesn't matter what you call it or how you hold it, and however you hold it for you, I love it for you, and I honor that. And there is the idea of a consciousness that moves through and sort of makes sure that things move along the way they need to move along in the universe. And if you totally don't believe that at all, then you go with quantum physics or string theory and say, hey, you know, this is all some sort of great cosmic movement and it's totally random. Okay, if that works for you, awesome. And the idea that our thoughts can have an effect on what happens is, it's actually been proven scientifically. They have shown, you know, scientists have shown that if an experiment is observed, even if the person is not in the room, if there's no physical way that the person can affect the outcome of a particular experiment, that simply by observing it, it changes the result of the experiment. And it had to do with particles moving through a space, and, you know, and it's like, I know they've probably talked about it on Big Bang Theory or whatever. You can probably look it up. But the idea that it's been proven that simply by observing something, we change it, even though we have no physical connection to it. So there's got to be something about our interaction, the interaction of our energy with the greater movement of consciousness. So where does this put us in the balance between what the universe has in store for us and what we choose of our own free will? And I don't think it has to be all of one or all of the other. I was once told by a teacher that destiny was for those who don't want to choose, that there is some sort of template or a default, that if you don't make really any major choices, if you just kind of float along and go with the status quo, that there is a destiny that's lined up for you. And I don't really embrace that now at this point in my life, because I've seen so many places where both I may change something as opposed to just kind of letting it happen. And I think there's a place for both. I think there's a time when there's a call to action, And I think there's a time when sometimes, you know what, you just got to trust. If you've done everything that you can do, if you've done everything you can think to do to resolve a situation and you cannot resolve it, my feeling is at that point, it is up to the universe. It's up to Creator. It's up to what, however you envision that. It is up to a consciousness greater than mine to take it the rest of the way. And I do feel that up until that point where I've done everything that I can do, that's my part of it. That's my responsibility in the partnership. It is, you know, the famous old story of the man who is, you know, up on top of his roof and there's a flood, and a guy comes by with a rowboat and says, you know, hey, you know, go on and jump in. And the guy goes, no, God's going to save me. You know, never mind. I'm fine. And then, you know, a little bit later, you know, a larger boat comes by and says, hey, you know, jump on in. You know, the water's rising. We'll get you to safety. And, you know, the guy goes, no, God's going to save me. I'm fine. And then a helicopter comes by and says, hey, just climb up the ladder. You'll be okay. And he says, no, God's going to save me. I'll be fine. And then the water rises and he drowns. And he goes before God and says, hey, you know, you didn't save me. And God says, hey, I sent you a rowboat. I sent you a bigger boat. And then I sent you a helicopter. What else was I supposed to do? So the idea is that when we decide we want our lives to be something particular or we want our lives to be different, that it's not up to us to do it all by ourselves. Because sometimes that can be really, really hard to do things by ourselves. And whether it is, you know, calling upon, you know, a consciousness or calling upon people around us or, you know, however it is that we want to create change in our lives and to be able to move through the things that, you know, are maybe are not so fun. You know, maybe you're in a work situation you don't like. Maybe you're in a relationship you don't like. Maybe you're living someplace and you'd rather be living somewhere else. Now you can sit and decide, okay, I'm going to do my vision board and I'm going to sit and I'm going to focus and I'm going to do my affirmation and it's going to change and I don't have to do anything to have it change. Well, that is a way. And I find that, you know, that, and there are times when the request is enough. And I know for a fact, because it happened to me, where the request was enough. And the condition on it was, if this is within your will, if this is within the design of the universe that I received this, and it was like, I needed $3,000 in less than a week, and I didn't have it. And it was supposed to be for a spiritual trip to the rainforest. And I knew I didn't have it, so I sat down and I said, you know, I went into prayer, and I said, I need to make a request. I need to request $3,000. It has to be for the source that I am not already committed with. It has to be completely unexpected, and I need it in less than a week. And if taking this journey is really what you're saying I need to do, I need help, and I need you to help me with this. And so a couple of days later, I got a call from two insurance companies that had been holding off paying me and, you know, for treatments for motor vehicle accidents, and, you know, sometimes it gets delayed. And on the exact same day, both the companies said that they apologized for the delay and they were sending me my check that day, and so I should get the checks within a few days. Well, within a few days after that, I had two checks that totaled up to $2,900. Well, then, which to me, it was like, okay, we're good. We're, I mean, 100 short, we're close enough. So I was having lunch with a friend, and I hadn't told her about, you know, what I had requested. And she was sitting there, and I was talking to her about taking the trip. And she said, you know, I don't know why, but I feel I have to do this. I'm being guided to do this. And she pulled out her checkbook and wrote me a check for exactly $100. Well, then I told her about it, and we both thought, ooh, this is weird. But the idea that, yes, there are times when you have no other way and you make a request, and there are times when that request is answered by the universe, by spirit, however you want to hold it. And it was apparently in alignment, you know, with what spirit was asking of me. Now, have I made that request since then? Sure. Last time the Powerball Lotto was like at $1 billion. And I was told no. And it didn't happen. Now, am I going to be upset because it didn't happen? Or do I accept, you know what, it just wasn't meant. It wasn't meant to be. And I think that there's a place where we can take manifestation and have that be the action that we take. And a part of the manifestation is you go out, you know, you want a better job. Well, you could sit and wait for fate to hand it to you, or you can go looking for a job. You can say, okay, what is it I want to do? What is it that is available to me? What can I put my training towards? Maybe I need to go back to school. Once we've done all the stuff that we can do, that means the rest goes to spirit. The rest goes to the universe. The rest goes to Creator. And often it's a lot more satisfying. It's a lot more gentle a process when you've done your part, when you create a partnership with everything. Because everything wants to be in partnership with you. And I didn't get that money because I was anything or anyone special. That was the moment that I asked. And I asked for a solution to a problem that I felt very strongly that Spirit was guiding me in that direction. It's like, okay, Spirit, I'm very happy to do what it is that you would like me to do. And if you're going to have me do this, you're going to need to help me out and help me with making it happen. I'm happy to go. I'm happy to serve. And I need help to manifest that. So in looking at, you know, the things that maybe you would like, think of what it is that you have done to make it come into being, and not just focusing on it and the power. I believe firmly in the power of positive thought. And like I said, I use it every single day. As I'm working on someone, whether I'm doing body work or energetic work or counseling or chiropractic, the whole time I'm with them, my entire focus is on them being in harmony. May this person be in harmony through whatever it is that I can provide for them. And I picture that harmony. If their back is hurting, I picture their back being totally balanced and settled and pain-free. And, you know, that is my wish for everybody, honestly. And I know that maybe they need to have that be a process that they go through for me to take their pain. I mean, if I could just take the pain away from every person I touch and have them walk out absolutely fine, you know, I would love that. That would be a job I'd never retire from, because every day I would be just so happy with it. And I know that there are times when, because of the pain or discomfort that I was in, I grew as a person, that I became stronger, that maybe I wasn't ready to let go of that pain, and I needed to experience it so that I could really process it, so I could release whatever my attachment to it is. And sometimes the answer is no for a really good reason. It's not that the universe isn't with us. It's not that we don't deserve it. You know, when I would speak to people who, you know, it's like, well, you know, and I did my vision board and I did all of this other stuff, but I still ended up with this physical condition that was really upsetting to me. So obviously my work wasn't good enough. And it's like, no, it's not that it wasn't good enough. I said, you were probably fine. It's just the answer was not meant to be yes right now. And learning to be able to be comfortable with that. That's a part of that aspect of freedom that, yeah, I would really like for this particular thing to happen. And I will focus body, my mind, my spirit on it completely. And if it doesn't happen, I will not attach a meaning to that other than the fact that it didn't happen for whatever reason. You know, generally, people like to know why. If you didn't get something or somebody else gets something that you didn't think they deserved, it's like, well, why them? You know, why me? And sometimes the only answer is a very soft, gentle, why not? We don't know. You know, it's really hard to say what it is that makes the universe continue to be the universe and what our place in it is. And the cool part is we don't have to know. I mean, it'd be really nice if we did, if every person who you know, woke up tomorrow morning knew exactly what they were meant to do, had the exact tools to be able to do it laid out before them, and no questions, no hesitation, like, all right, here it is, here's your packet, you're meant to do this, good luck. If we could do that, that would be awesome. But it doesn't work that way. We have to figure out in our own self what it is that really calls to us and how to make that happen. Because really the most important part is not about the destination, it's about the journey. It's about what we learn about ourselves. It's about how we can be at peace when the answer is no, or at the very least, when the answer is not yet. Like, okay, well, if it's not yet, what do I need to do? Well, you got to figure that out. Sometimes we get help, and sometimes we're left to grow on our own. And when we look at our connection to the universe, that it's like, okay, if we're connected to everything, then shouldn't everything be possible? Well, technically it is. And if it's meant that we need to take the long way, and, you know, maybe we don't get the shortcut, maybe we need to take the long and winding road or the path less traveled. And maybe we need to, you know, get a few scraped knees or, you know, bump into a few things or, you know, have it be not so clear. Maybe there's scary parts. And when we can accept that what we want is wonderful and amazing and what we need can be something totally different. And my feeling is that the universe will always default to what we need or what we want. But that doesn't mean that we don't get what we want sometimes. It's acceptance. There's an old Zen saying that says, when you learn to love hell, you will always be in heaven. Which for me means that when I can accept that either I will get the things that please me or I won't, but either way, I'm good. I'm okay. Because I won't attach to either one as something that's going to be forever. Happiness is something that we move through, just like sadness is something that we move through. But if we can decide that not getting what we want doesn't mean we're not loved. It doesn't mean that we're not a part of things. It doesn't mean that we did anything wrong. It just means, quite literally, it wasn't meant to be in that moment. I don't feel that any vision board or affirmation or anything like that will override the will of the universe. And in knowing that, I know not to take it personally. We don't need to take it personally when we don't get what we want. It's not a punishment. It's not anything. In my feeling now, if in your tradition it means something different, then, you know, absolutely no disrespect. For me, by realizing that, there's a saying, some days you get the bear and some days the bear gets you. And some days everything lines up and it's as if somebody rolled out a red carpet in front of us. We get every green light. We, you know, pick up every phone call just at the right time. We walk in and, you know, something really awesome has happened at work and everything is absolutely golden. And we all get those days every once in a while. And then, just like we get those days that we cannot buy a break for any money, where we hit every red light, where it's raining right when we don't need it to be raining, the backup is just when we're late somewhere, and it seems that everything in the universe is conspiring against us. I don't believe that it is. I believe that, quite literally, there are good days, and there are days that maybe not so much. I also know that the next day could be the most amazing, wonderful day of my life. And when we, you know, think about what it is that in that moment would make us the most happy, maybe that's not what really is best for us. And as I've shared before, I had a home that had to be short sold, and there was a predatory loan and a crooked attorney and all these other things. And when I was filing for to modify the loan, and I put out the prayer saying that I would manifest it, I focused on it, I would get the loan modification, I would be able to move through this process and keep my house and all this other stuff, and I owned that, absolutely, 100%, no doubt. And I got a letter saying that my loan modification had been denied and that I would have to sell my home. Now, as a part of this, I said, you know, okay, universe, will I save my home? And the answer was absolutely yes. And then I asked, will I stay in my home? And the answer was absolutely no. Well, when I found out that the loan modification was refused, I said, hey, you know, Spirit, you said that I would save my home. Spirit said, you will save it by giving it up because all you see are its flaws. Your contract with this home is complete, and it needs to be with a family that see nothing but its beauty. So in order to save the home, I had to give it up because I didn't see anything good in it. So the idea that I ended up through that process in a wonderful home that I love beyond belief, it is, you know, it's everything I ever wanted. But if I didn't trust that what I wanted in that moment was not what I needed and that the universe knows the difference, I would have really spent a lot of time pretty miserable. So trust in manifesting destiny. You do your part, let the universe do its part, and then accept that whatever happens is okay. We're all going to be all right, no matter what. So, thank you for joining me. Thank you for those of you who have followed me on Twitter. Thank you so much. And it's really exciting to reach our first 1,000. And if you would like to reach me either for a private consultation or to ask me questions, you can reach me through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. You can also, for those of you who haven't, you can follow me on Twitter, and you can like me and friend me on Facebook. And you can also go to the Blog Talk Radio site and pull up the episode and write comments. I love comments. So if you have any suggestions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to leave those. After the show, I'll be logging into the chat room. So if you're there and you would like to hang out and ask me anything, I will be there shortly. Until next time, I wish you balance and I wish you blessings. I wish you a wonderful cooperation between manifestation and destiny. And I also wish you the peace in knowing that no matter what, you are loved and you are protected. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care, everyone.